Hi, you're listening to Book Chat with author Vivian E. Moore.
Welcome, everybody, to this week's episode. We really appreciate you joining us. This podcast really shows us how we can all learn, live, and thrive off of each other. By sharing our knowledge through our conversations, we will impart some knowledge whilst learning ourselves how to progress even further. Here is your host.
Hello and welcome to Book Chat. I am your host, Dr. Vivian E. Moore. I hope everyone had a great week and I hope you're having an even better weekend. All right, so we're going to get straight to today's show. The title is On the Way Up and the topic is Elevating Writing Goals. Okay, we all need that in our lives, especially if you are a writer. Okay, so the question is, are you ready to take your writing goals to the next level? If you are, well, today's episode will explore strategies and it will give you some tips to help you elevate your writing skills and to achieve your aspirations, okay? So whether you are a seasoned writer or you're just looking to refine your craft or just starting your writing journey, there's something here for you, all right? So let's start with the number one thing, and that's setting some clear objectives, okay? Make it clear. Make it plain. All right. So with this, you need to define your writing goals with clarity. Okay. It needs to be crystal clear. And so, you know, if you are aiming to complete a novel or you're just improving your storytelling or are you just trying to break into a new genre? Well, setting those specific measurable goals, they will guide your progress and keep you focused. So the second thing is consistent practice. You know, I grew up with my mother saying practice makes perfect. And boy, was she right. Or as close to perfect as you can get. Okay. So like any skill, writing, it improves with consistent practice. Okay. The first novel or manuscript, maybe your first one, you know, it wasn't hitting on all cylinders because, you know, you were a newbie. All right. You were a greenhorn, as my mother used to say. So, you know, you hadn't really gotten your solid teeth yet. So now your second book or manuscript is way much better because you have improved upon all of those things that you learned from writing the first one. Okay. So, but to keep you, you know, you know, up on your game, you need to set aside some dedicated time each day or the week. Okay. Just to write. And, you know, whether it's just a few hundred words or, you know, several pages, the key is to keep writing on a regular basis. All right. So the third thing is, exploring different styles. I know how, you know, sometimes we get set in our ways and we don't want to change up what we're doing. But, you know, in real life, okay, let's just be real. In real life, you don't want to eat the same thing every day. And I'm a writer and I write romance. But you know what? I hardly ever read romance novels. Now, I may read books that have a little romance mixed in with them, but my thing is thriller and mystery. That's what I'm into. Okay. So, and I've just written a children's book. So that just shows you that you can explore different styles. You can step outside of what you're used to and try something different. Okay. And so you should never limit yourself to just one style or one genre. Okay. Keep it fresh, keep it active. Okay. And just learn to experiment with those different forms of writing. You know, whether it's poetry, maybe you're not a poet, okay, but, you know, maybe you dabbled and dabbled in it a little bit. Or either you can write a short story or submit something to a nonfiction article. You can do that. But overall, just exploring some type of diverse style, it can broaden your skills and then it can spark creativity. Okay, because that's what we want to do. We want to keep that creativity on the level. All right. So number four is seeking feedback. We need it. I know sometimes we don't want to hear it, but we need it. Okay. So constructive criticism or feedback, it is invaluable for growth. You know, as parents, you know, we use corrective actions to put our kids back in line, you know, when they step out of line. And as children growing up, you know, our parents did the same thing. They always applied some type of constructive action to keep us, you know, on the good foot, as the old people used to say. So we need that same type of constructive criticism in our writing. And, you know, ways to get that is to share your work with someone that you can trust, that's going to give you an honest opinion and not just tell you what you want to hear, okay? But will tell you what you need to hear, because that is going to be more valuable for you in the end. And you can also join some writing groups if you want to, or do some workshops, or just, you know, consider working with an editor, because I'm going to tell you that working with the editor, they will not hold their tongue. You will have all types of red marks and all types of things on your manuscript that needs to be improved upon when you use an editor. Okay. And, you know, just embrace the feedback. You know, you can embrace it as a tool for improvement, because we all have room for that. All right. So number five is reading widely. All right. So what that is being an avid reader. And we just talked about that. You know, I just said that, you know, that I write romance, but I read thrillers and mysteries. You know, that's what I do. So and I read on a daily basis. Now, I may not actually pick up a book and flip a page, but I listen to audiobooks, because I listen to them while I'm working. So depending on the length of the book, I can usually read two books in a day. But anyway, you know, great writers, they are often avid readers. And so, you know, just immerse yourself in some form of diverse literature, something that goes across all genres, and then analyze how your favorite authors craft their stories. Okay, because it can help you develop your characters. And that will help you to engage readers. All right. So staying inspired. We all need to stay inspired. So writing can be challenging. We know that. So find sources of inspiration that resonate with you. You know, it could be anything non-related to writing, or you can draw on those personal experiences, or you can just cultivate a habit of observing and drawing inspiration from the world around you, because there's always something around you that can inspire you. Okay. So, and I know you don't want to hear this one, but revision and editing. Okay. If you are a writer, you should be well versed in this. All right. Because writing is rewriting. Okay. You may get tired of doing it, but it's necessary. So don't be afraid to revise and edit your work, no matter how many times. Okay. Because, you know, when you polish your work and you tighten up those plots, what you're doing is you are ensuring that clarity and coherence is all the way through your writing. And, you know, as a writer, and to be a good writer, you know, you have to touch on all those bases. Okay. So number eight is setting realistic deadlines. I know. I'm guilty of it. I have my hand up. I'm guilty of it. You know, sometimes you cannot foresee all of the things that can happen when you are writing a book. And you may have, you know, a projection of when you want your book to be, you know, out there in the hands of readers. But we got to be realistic about that. Okay. Because, you know, what you need to do is to break down your writing projects and put them in manageable milestones with realistic deadlines. Because like I said, you're going to have some rewrites, and sometimes you're going to have a lot of rewrites. You're going to have a lot of disagreements. And so you have to iron all of those things out. And sometimes it may include, you know, stretching your deadline. And if it happens, you know, you just got to roll with it because, you know, that's just the way it is. But if you approach it in a positive way, it will help to keep you accountable. And then it will also prevent you from being overwhelmed, because we know how that is, how writing can sometimes just, you know, it can take you almost to your breaking point, to the point to where you just want to say, okay, that's it. I give. I'm not doing this anymore. But that's all a part of the process. Okay. But what you need to do is to celebrate each of those milestones and each of those achievements along the way. Okay. So now let's embrace the challenges, shall we? You know, if you want growth, step aside. You know, just step outside of your comfort zone and take on writing challenges. And, you know, just writing prompts sometimes. You know, it may not be a full story, just a writing prompt, because it will help you to tackle those new genres, and also it engages you and helps you with that experimentation with those different narrative and those different structures. Okay, so you know, we know that persistence always pays off in the end, but you got to have belief in yourself too. So persistence with belief, you need both of those things, because, you know, writing is a journey. All right. It is. And sometimes, you know, that journey is filled with highs and lows. And but what you have to do is you have to stay committed to your goals. Okay. You have to persevere through all of those highs and lows, because in the end it makes you stronger, but it also helps you to achieve your goals. And you also have to you know, brace yourself when you're facing a setback, because I know sometimes those setbacks can be devastating, but do not let them overtake you. And the most important thing in all of this is believing in your abilities. Okay. Believe in yourself first and foremost, staying true to yourself, because that is so, so important. You know, if you don't believe in yourself, then no one else will either. So, you know, just keep that in the back of your mind somewhere, you know, believe in yourself first. And if you look like you know what you're doing, you know, people will start to see, and then they will start to trust you, and then they will believe in you too. And just remember, you know, every word written, it is a step closer to your aspirations. Okay. So, you know, whether you're just now diving into writing, it's staying consistent, you know, persevering and embracing those challenges and setting those realistic deadlines and all of those revisions and edits. You know, you have to stay inspired. All right. All right. So, you know, combining these strategies into your writing routine, they can elevate your writing goals and guide you on your fulfilling creative journey. So let's rise together on the way up. All right. So that is our show for today. I hope that you have enjoyed it. I hope that you have listened and that you will like it and that you will share, because that's important as well. And as I always say, you know, We often take life for granted, and that is something that we should never, ever do. We should never take anything for granted, but most importantly, life, because, you know, here today, gone tomorrow. We've seen it so many times. But, you know, I'm not trying to be a downer on the end of the show, but I'm just trying to help you stay positive and to always, always, always embrace the ones you love. Tell them how much you care about them, because, again, tomorrow is not promised. Today may be the only chance you get to say it. So on that note, I love you. I hope you love me back. And until the next time you hear my voice, God bless you and goodbye.
Loved what you've heard on this week's episode? Well, the answer is simple. It would mean the world to us if you could head over to iTunes and leave us a 5-star review and feedback. Spreading the word really is the best way to grow our podcast and achieve even greater things. Thank you. Thank you.